My name is Ray Park. You may know me as playing Darth Maul in the Phantom Menace, Clone Wars, and also Solo at Star Wars Story. You're listening to Star Wars Stuff Podcast, The Force is Strong with You All. And remember, Sith Walk.
Hey, this is Dominic Pace, who plays Gecko the Bounty Hunter from The Mandalorian, letting you all know you are listening to the Star Wars Stuff Podcast. Wishing everybody all the best, and may the Force be with you.
May the Force be with you!
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Star Wars Stuff Podcast, where we talk all things Star Wars. My name is Colin.
I'm Ray.
And this week, we're going to talk about...
shoes.
What kind of shoes?
Flip-flops.
Canon?
No. I don't think so.
Okay.
No, I think everybody wears boots.
All right. So, we have a decent amount to talk about. We've got apparently Skeleton Crew may be delayed. Like even more than we thought, where it might come out during the holiday season of 2024. We have Vanessa Marshall that wants to play the role of Mara Jade in live action. And Katie Sackhoff talks about her and Ahsoka having a reunion in live action, but in what show? We don't know.
Or movie.
Or movie. Let's break down the news. Dun 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 dun.
Boop.
if you can't tell, it has been a while. But before we get started, we just wanted to thank our Patreon members, because you guys are amazing, and you have been supporting us for a very long time. So we just wanted to thank Hayden H, Darth Ace One, Liam M, Chris S, Kevin L, Devin M, Drew P, Zach, of course. Zach, you know exactly who you are because he's now a member. Official member. And then Fener 526, Maya M, and Maka T. Thank you guys so much for just being part of our Patreon, and we love you so much. So thank you. Let's get to the news. Take it away.
Okay. Well, I mean, like you had mentioned at the end of your, let's just recap everything in one sentence. That's it. That's the news. Katie Sackhoff wants to do live action Bo-Katan and Ahsoka meetup at some point, which I feel like could really easily be done.
Yeah.
Like you could even do it in the Mandalorian movie that's coming up.
Well, yeah. No, like, I mean, I think she, honestly, I think she knows it's going to happen. I think she's just trying to hype people up for it. Because it's like, when it happens, I won't be surprised. I think the big one that I really want to see is like Luke and Ahsoka talk again, but then maybe have Anakin come back as a Force ghost and being like, that's not how that story happened. And then he just kind of barges in. But maybe seeing Ahsoka, like of where we see maybe a couple of the groups, so like Mando and a couple of other characters are walking. I'm like, hey, we have to go talk to Ahsoka. And then all of a sudden you see Ahsoka talking to Luke, and maybe Leia's there too. And then she's telling some old stories from the Clone Wars or something like that. And we're all just like, she's talking about like that one time when she got captured by Trandoshans.
She's
like,
talking about season 3, episode 5 or
right,
whatever that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, no, I think it's going to happen. I think it's just, she's just trying to hype people up.
Yeah. In the article, it did say she doesn't know the plans until she's on set with a script in hand, yeah, which on one hand, for some actors, that is how it goes. For other actors, they get more information ahead of time. It all kind of depends on their, like, the pay grade and trustworthiness, because, you know, Tom Holland was not allowed to have he's not allowed to get the entire script of the stuff that he does.
100%.
Because he spoils everything.
Yeah.
So he's only given his scenes. And he's never told what's going on, which is a smart move.
Absolutely.
But, so, I mean, she might not be that involved or get that much information. So that could be true, but
yeah.
Who's to say?
Who's to say? We've got
weird to yes. say.
We've got Vanessa Marshall, who has done a fantastic job as the voice of Hera in Bad Batch and Rebels. She's amazing. Now, she wants to come into live action Star Wars, but she wants to play the character of Mara Jade. How much do you know about Mara Jade?
A decent amount. I know she has a purple lightsaber, right?
Okay.
Is purple?
Yeah.
Okay. As soon as I said that, it sounded wrong for some reason.
I think technically she was the first one to have a purple lightsaber outside of maybe some comics and stuff, because she has appeared in other things. But what I'm trying to say is she had a purple lightsaber before Mace Windu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Not in the Star Wars timeline, right? In like the
yeah.
things that are released?
Yes, yes. Okay. Because
okay. So she wasn't even born yet. A purple lightsaber happened in our universe
yes,
before okay.
Sam Jackson.
I was
going to
say,
yeah.
Mara Jade's not that old. Because she's... in some stories, she's Luke's wife, correct?
Yes, so she's around the same age as Luke. And then actually, she was there at Jabba's palace during the events of Return of the Jedi.
Okay.
Because she was there to assassinate Luke.
Oh.
Yeah.
Before or after they got married?
Before, because that was during the events of Return of the Jedi.
Was that their meet cute?
I don't think Luke knew that she was there.
Oh, okay.
Because of she was the Emperor's hand. And that and I think that kind of inspired the story of because the Emperor had his kind of secret apprentice, right? So that was Mara Jade. And then you have years later, you have Darth Vader, where he ends up having his secret apprentice, which is Starkiller. So my guess is that maybe that had some inspiration to Starkiller.
That, okay, this is kind of off the topic, but knowing that Mara Jade is the Emperor's hand makes a lot of things make a lot more sense and much more funnier for the Starkid musical parody, Annie, a new musical.
You didn't know that?
No, because Palpatine brings on a new hand.
Yes.
And so Palpatine's like, you're going to have to kill Annie. And so she comes on. She's like, hey, kind of here to fill your job. Kind of have to kill you.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, and then they end up going to Tatooine and he reunites with his one true love, pod racing.
I'm not going to lie, which I'll probably talk about this later, be for the podcast ends today, but I have been on a pod racing streak. Like we went to a Phantom Menace Friendsgiving with a couple of other friends for the podcast, and we had like a pod racing tournament and we did like the drinking version. So you had to finish your drink before you finish the race.
Okay.
And it was very intense and it was fun, and we were playing like the classic pod racing game that came out in 1999.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, so that just made that musical parody that is totally not connected to Star Wars make a lot more sense to me.
There you go.
And it made it a lot funnier. Also, with her being at Jabba's palace, because in the musical, her dream is becoming a slave dancer. And so she wants to go audition for Jabba.
Interesting.
And so that's kind of funny.
And there was also, and I love how we just are just diving deep and into that character. But when Galaxy's Edge first opened, someone printed something off of a Cricut, and they like printed it in Arabic that Mara Jade lives, and they just stuck it on one of the bathroom stalls. And then people started freaking out because, like, oh my gosh, she's canon.
Yeah.
And then I remember a couple of the story people, so like Pablo Hidalgo and them, were just like, this is not canon. Someone just put it on the bathroom door. This is not real.
Oh.
But I think the reason why the person did it, though, is because they wanted to spark that, because she is a very interesting character, and I would love to see her come to live action. And I think Vanessa Marshall would be a good choice, just because of she didn't get that chance to play Hera in live action, even though she was amazing in Rebels and stuff. And I love everything about the live action version of Hera that we got, but I really would love to see Vanessa Marshall come back. So if we got her in live action in some way, and if that ends up being Mara Jade, I'd be fine with that. I think that would be very, very cool. And then maybe, you know, adding more to Luke Skywalker's story, because, you know, you've got this character that is trying to bring back the Jedi Order, but not in the same way that his predecessors did. So like Obi-Wan and Mace Windu and all of them, where they had these very strict rules of you can have attachments and everything, and then you have in Legends Luke gets married and he has a kid, and his kid's name is Ben. So I would love to see her come to live action. I think Vanessa Marshall would be a great choice.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. It would also be kind of weird, that kind of weird space where Legends and canon meets.
Yeah,
where, because I doubt that they'd make her Luke's wife in live act in canon.
No, I could see some type of love interest, but I don't think they were like, here's a wedding, Chewie is the ring bearer. Like, I don't think we'll do that.
No, but then you have like the back and forth, like, is she, isn't she, kind of a conflicting stories.
Absolutely.
Which drives me nuts with having Legend in canon. I mean, I understand it because a lot of this stuff came out and then there were things that were canonized. I hate the fact that not everything is canon, and it's like picking and choosing.
Yeah.
It makes it hard to follow everything along.
Star Wars.
I've only got so much bandwidth up here.
Yeah, it will. And then actually, if you have you checked out any of the High Republic stuff?
I have not.
Okay. I recommend this to everyone, because the show Acolyte is coming up, and there's going to be a lot of tie-ins into the High Republic novels. Now, we're coming into phase 3 of the High Republic, and this will be the end of it, like, of just like of the normal novels, because of they've been coming out in phases. So this is the end of phase 3, and I don't think they're continuing it, because Acolyte will carry on going from there. But if you haven't, check those out. I'm almost done with the first book. I know Hunter is starting to get into it as well, because I really want to fully understand Acolyte when it comes out, and I don't want to be like, oh wait, who's this person? And then, oh, this person appeared in the book. I don't want to do that. I want to know everything. So I'm kind of late to the game, but maybe you guys are too, but if you haven't yet, go and check out the High Republic.
And go get it at your local library. Support your library.
Yeah, libraries, books, reading, words.
Totally impartial.
Yeah. Books.
People do read still, Colin. My job is putting the material away.
You're going to hate me, but I listen to Audible. Because I don't have the patience to sit there. I mean, like, It depends on the read, but I like to do, I like to listen to something when I'm working.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been just, And that was a very long book. It was over 19 hours, and I crushed it. Like, I've got like less than 2 hours left.
The last book that I, because I now listen and read at the same time, and the last book I read was 25 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. I finished it in like 3 days.
Well, there you go. There you go.
Reading is fun.
Reading is fun. So in the High Republic, love is actually kind of encouraged. Because there are some Jedi that are married to each other. Yeah. We don't know exactly when everything changed.
Yeah, I wonder if we'll get that either in a book or in the show.
So this is all going to lead up to the prequels in some way.
Yeah.
So something's going to happen to where it's just going to be a whole change in the whole Jedi Order. Because I can already see this happening of where it kind of happened in Clone Wars, of where you had all these characters that were kind of the same until season three. And then halfway through season three, they all change their outfits. Their attitudes are darker just because we're getting closer to Revenge of the Sith and all that stuff. So I could see them really getting closer to the events of the prequels, to where they are corrupt by the Senate and they are like the pawns of the Senate. And then you have Dooku shows up and he's like, yeah, this is not what the Jedi are supposed to be. So I'm really interested and intrigued to see like of how that's going to shift into what we see in the prequels.
Yeah. Cause I gotta imagine that they've had the no attachments rule for quite a while before the prequels.
Something's gonna happen.
So yeah, something has to happen in the High Republic to cause that shift.
Maybe it happens in Acolyte.
That would be my guess. Yeah. If it doesn't happen in the book.
So if you haven't yet, again, read the High Republic books because they're fantastic. Now on to potential sad news.
Not sad news.
What?
It's sad news.
Yeah, I know. Skeleton Crew may be delayed until 2024. This was suspected, but the rumor... Well,
I'm going to stop you right there.
Yeah.
Of course it was delayed until 2024. We have 1 month left of 23.
Yeah. But what's really sad is there's a chance that it may be delayed all the way into the holiday season of 2024. Like, I'm talking about like around this time next year, which is interesting and sad because this was supposed to be the next show that was supposed to come out. So what does this mean? Does this push back all the other shows like Acolyte and
Tales
of the Jedi and all that stuff?
Either they're rearranging the schedule,
yeah,
or the whole schedule just got moved.
The thing that I will say about this whole situation is this, is that if they do, to me, it doesn't matter if you put Skeleton Crew first or Acolyte, because Acolyte takes place hundreds of years before the events that are happening in Skeleton Crew, because Skeleton Crew is around the same time that it's happening during the Mandalorian timeline. And then you've got Acolyte, which is taking place near the end of the High Republic. It's kind of leading into it. Skeleton Crew is the second most expensive TV show ever made in history.
What one's the first?
Lord of the Rings, Rings of Power.
Oh.
Yeah. Yep. So
I don't know why I was expecting it to be like a little bit of an older show, like a Game of Thrones or something.
Technically
Game of Thrones is an older show now.
Well, I think Game of Thrones was up there.
Oh, it has to be.
But then when Rings of Power came out, it just whoosh,
yeah,
it washed over. But Skeleton Crew having that large budget means that, to me, the show's got to be good. It has to be fantastic. So I am hoping that we get it sooner than what the rumor is right now.
Well, just because it has a big budget doesn't mean it's not going to be, it doesn't mean it's going to be good.
Yeah.
I mean, Tommy Wiseau's The Room had a $6 million budget, and we all know how that turned out.
You're tearing me apart, Lisa, right?
Your chicken, cheep, 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 cheep. Keep your stupid comments in your pocket.
I don't have enough room in my pockets for those.
You have huge pockets. I've got tiny pockets.
But yeah, so here's hoping that we get more stuff soon.
I have a dime in my pocket.
No. That's not canon.
Why do I have a dime in my pocket?
I don't know.
Why is there a dime?
I don't know your life.
Well, clearly I don't either.
Oh, man.
Oh, it's been a while since I've been here.
Yes, yes, it has.
And that's on getting sick.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. So, is there any new costumes that you're like, ooh, I want to do that?
Shin.
Yeah. You've got the bangs for it.
She's blonde.
Well,
I'm like a redhead version.
I just said you have the bangs for it. I didn't say your hair color was spot on. You don't even listen to me.
What? I'm too busy.
There was someone at Motor City Comic Con that actually had a really, really good shin. And that was probably the first shin cosplayer that I've seen. And to me, it's just like, I love seeing Shin walk around, but having Balin and Shin walk around is what I really, really would love.
We need to find somebody to build Balin. I'm just waiting for more resources to come out. There is a company working on a sewing pattern for the whole costume.
Okay.
They have the vest out on their Patreon right now. But I think I'm going to wait until they have the full set. Otherwise, I'll join the Patreon and download it.
Fair enough.
But yeah, that one, as soon as I saw her on screen in Ahsoka, I was like, ooh, I really want to do that costume. And I don't know if I said it on the podcast or not, but I came home and my dad was watching Ahsoka, and I pointed at the screen when Shin showed up and was like, her, that's the one I want to do. And he's like, you know, as soon as she ignited her lightsaber, I was like, that's Rey.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. It'll be my first dark side character.
Yeah.
So
yeah. And then you can finally join the Bible first.
Yeah. It's all new territory. Cause I don't know how like their approval systems work or whatever. Cause they've got like levels and everything.
It's a lot different. And I've noticed that on the forums for the Rebel Legion, you guys just have the pictures of the characters from the movies, but you don't have actual costume references, and that threw me off, because for the 501st we have all that on there.
Yeah
Well,
a new website has and forums have been in the works for the last, like, I don't know,
70,000 years ago, a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. But yeah, so Shin,
yes.
Okay, there you go. I have something in the works, but I'm probably not going to, you know what it is, but I'm not going to announce it until we're closer. Don't you dare.
I'm not going to. I can keep a secret.
Yeah. Because of this is something I've been wanting to do for a while. And I feel like I really wasn't asking the right people for questions and stuff, but then now I'm on the right path. And it really feels like it's happening. So I'm
excited to see it come together.
I'm super excited. It's going to be great. And I've been wanting to do, cause I've got my Stormtrooper and I've got my Nakina prison suit, and I've got Anakin. I just wanted another one where it was like, it would really pop and people would be like, oh my gosh. Wow.
Yeah.
And I just love doing this stuff because I like to give back to the community that's given so much to me. So I've been trying to find the right one. I think we got it, and I've ordered a bunch of the stuff for it. Other stuff is coming in. This is like all confusing because I'm not saying what it is, but once you guys see it, you're going to be like, okay, that makes sense. This is amazing. So I'm pumped. I'm very, very excited.
I've got several costumes that are like in progress and have just kind of like stalled out. None of them Star Wars. So, no, I take that back. I have Senatorial Leia from A New Hope.
And Jar Jar Binks.
I have Senatorial Leia from A New Hope.
Oh, interesting.
I have the dress and the boots. I just need the belt and the buns.
You're talking about the one where... Wait. You're the talking about like classic?
Yeah.
Okay. You would be a Grey Leia.
There's the hope.
A New Hope.
Oh! What?
Mic drop, but I don't want to drop the mic.
You're so funny. But yeah, the problem is I dyed my hair now, so trying to find hair that works for the buns.
That matches your hair?
When my hair color changes.
Okay.
Maybe I'll just have to make multiple buns. But I also hate working with fake hair. Like...
Just don't even get me started. Because of... The whole thing for Anakin is such a process. I love it, but it's just... The hair is... I just feel like it fights me. Like, every time I put it on... It just doesn't want to do what I want it to do. And I'm like, I don't envy anyone that has the long hair. Because that thing is just a pain. And I just remember the first time I wore it at Star Wars Celebration California. I was like, oh, this is cool. And then I looked at the pictures. I'm like, this could have looked a lot better. And then we restyled it a tiny bit for Motor City last year. And it looked, pretty good. And then we... tried hair wax and we tried restyling. I don't really know anything about hair restyling. And then we tried the hair curlers and stuff, and hair is just painful. So
yeah.
I am working on another one where I'm growing my hair out right now for it. And it's going to be nice not to wear a wig, but I've noticed with long hair, when it gets in your face, it drives me crazy.
Yeah. I'm growing my bangs out right now. So I feel that really hard. Yeah,
I hate it. So I have to put on my hat all the time. People are like, oh, you're wearing your hat a lot more. I'm like, yeah, because I hate the hair on my face.
Yeah, crazy. For me, it's like a sensory thing. Just that loose hair everywhere is like really, really irritating. So like when I was working on my Sabe wig and I had to add in those like rope braids and everything with the Kineklon hair, and there'd just be loose hair all over the carpet. Oh, because I'd like sit down and then like put my hand back and it'd come up with like a bunch of hair. It was just super gross. And I don't want to do that again, but I'm going to have to for Leia.
Yeah. And also, it's really ironic that we're talking about the hair because of the costume that I'm doing. I was just thinking about that. But yeah.
Hey, you're going to have some crazy hair.
Yeah, listen, son of a bat, that happens. Man, but yeah, and then we have a couple of the interviews that we did with a couple of people from Motor City Comic Con. So you've got the voice of Mace Windu from the Clone Wars. You've got Turgle, which is one of my personal favorites, from Jedi Survivor.
Is that your second favorite after Max Rebo?
He's pretty cool. He's pretty cool.
I haven't heard of that character.
Oh, Turgle?
Yeah.
Okay. I can show you, actually. Yeah.
Show me what he looks like live on the podcast.
So he is voiced by Pritchard Horvitz, and he's the guy that played in Vader Zim.
I know of it.
Okay.
But I never saw it.
All right.
In high school, I had a friend who was absolutely obsessed with Invader Zim, so I was adjacently familiar with it. Okay. That's weird. That's a weird-looking frog.
Hey.
It's a... You cannot tell me that is not a frog.
He also carries a blaster, too.
It's a frog.
He's so cool.
I mean, I'm not saying you're wrong, but that's a frog.
And Bridget Horvitz is probably one of the nicest celebrities I've ever met. He was so excited, and you could definitely tell he was a Star Wars fan too. So I was very, very impressed, and super nice guy. So that interview should be dropping very soon. And then we'll do clips and all that fun stuff.
Yeah. People just need to send me the footage so I can post the clips to the TikTok.
Oh, me?
Yeah. I don't have it, clearly, because it's not been posted.
Well, there you go. There you go. Yeah. So, Star Wars. When's the next time that you're planning on going to Galaxy's Edge?
My friend Noe and I, well, Noe, her boyfriend, and I went to Galaxy's Edge 2022? Yeah. Yeah, last year.
I know.
You weren't there because you took the day off the day that I told you we would be there.
And you also went through line and you didn't tell me that you were in line. I remember I was there, but you were in line and you didn't tell.
No, because I was in line and I texted you, was like, hey, we're gonna be at Galaxy's Edge today. And you're like, oh, I took today off. You weren't at the park. And so when we were in line for Rise of Resistance, it broke down and we were right next to one of the exits, and there was a park employee standing there. I was like, hey, do you know Colin? And she's like, yeah, I know Colin. I was like, and she's like, he's not here today. I was like, no, I know. I know. I'm friends with Colin and he took today off.
And he was supposed to be here. Well, you didn't tell me. It's, you know, because if I had a bunch of friends that would just would come to Galaxy's Edge and they would try and surprise me, I would just happen not to be there. And it was just super funny because there was one time where I got a text from one of my longtime friends and they send me a picture of them in line. I'm like, no way. And I went and found them and it was just the funniest thing. So yeah, no, yeah. I miss Galaxy's Edge a lot. And I kind of count myself as a glorified expert of Batuu.
Well, I mean,
self-glorified.
You were there for a while, so
yeah,
that would help.
And my plan, because I've been getting a lot of questions every time that someone's doing a trip and they're like, hey, what's the best way to approach Galaxy's Edge? What should I do? Any fun facts I should know? What's the lingo? So my goal is to do some fun fact videos because think people would really enjoy it. They could be short and sweet. And then that way, as much as I love having my inbox, you know, full of these messages, it would be great to actually, you know, share with the rest of the people.
Yeah. But back to your question, when I'm going, so we went last year and we were going to go in January this year. No, that's, I feel like that's a really quick turnaround. Anyway, whatever. We were going to go this year, but finances kind of got all wonky. So we're planning to go at some point.
Yeah.
But we just haven't figured out when to go.
I will be going back in January.
Oh, nice.
Yep. And I saw someone complimenting my shirt. Thank you. Yeah. And then if you do
it. You got it.
Yeah.
Since podcasting is not technically a visual medium, Colin just showed off the back of his shirt. I love how sometimes, like, I've done it too, but, like, since I joined the podcast, I have noticed that everybody on this podcast forgets podcasting is not a visual medium. Yeah. And they're like, oh, take a look at this.
Yeah.
And
it's like, wow, this is really cool. And
there's no visual component to podcasting. It's audio only.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we do have, like, streaming and stuff, so it kind of makes sense.
Right.
But, yeah,
Thank you for checking me.
Yeah, I laugh every time because, like, some of the podcasts I listen to, like, the hosts will be talking back and forth and one will show the other host something. Yes. And the other host will be like, now, because this is not a visual medium, and then explains what's happening.
There you go.
I always find it funny how I feel like I'm the only one sometimes who remembers this isn't a visual medium.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I've been into this kind of pod racing phase. Like it's just like I forgot how fun pod racing was. So I've been checking out the old games and stuff. And there's like the sequel pod racing game to the original, and it's called Pod Racer Revenge. And you get all these aliens that were in some deleted scenes, and then some were like that were like just created specifically for the game. And these are aliens that you have never seen before. And it was really interesting. But then what was really interesting was they had Anakin as a pod racer. He came back, right? But it's him from Attack of the Clones. So he's wearing his Attack of the Clones outfit. And then he's got his helmet from the Phantom Menace that he wears during pod racing. And I was like, okay.
So we just cycled all the way back to Annie, a musical.
Yeah, pretty much.
Although in
maybe that's where they got the inspiration from.
Maybe, but in Annie, a musical, he's already Darth Vader at that point. So,
okay.
But everybody's like, oh, Darth Vader. And he's like, please, my friends call me Annie.
Yeah.
And he's doing an impression of Kronk from Emperor's New Groove.
Mm-hmm.
And Palpatine is an impression of Gilbert Gottfried. And it's amazing. It's classic Starkid. So.
Classic. Well, I think that's it for this week. I know next week we'll be diving deeper into other and into the other projects, because I really want to get people hyped up for the High Republic, and I want people to get hyped up for all these other shows, because we're coming to the end of the year and we haven't had Star Wars in like 2 months now.
Yeah, because the last thing was Ahsoka.
Yeah.
Has it only been 2 months?
Well, no, because Ahsoka came out at the end of the month of, I mean, like it finished at the end of October, so it's been a month.
Wow.
Yeah.
Time is weird.
And it feels like a lifetime, yeah.
But I'm loving the behind the scenes stuff that is coming out from Ahsoka.
Yes.
It is absolutely amazing.
Seeing Anakin in a small land speeder was priceless to me.
Yes.
I was like, yes. That's fantastic. Let's see more of that.
Yeah, on my TikTok feed, somebody posted the behind the scenes video of Sabine and Shin dancing.
Yep.
And then it pans over to Ray Stevens and he's the DJ. And the official Star Wars account commented on that video and said, maybe we should post more behind the scenes. And it's like, yes, please.
And then they started to, because there's one where Shin was smoking, right?
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that I think that might just be her personal video. Okay. I don't think that's official Star Wars. Because she's in the land speeder.
Oh, wow.
In like civilian clothes.
Yeah.
And she's smoking a cigarette and driving around.
That's a vibe.
Yeah. It really is. I plan on recreating that photo in my Shin costume. Sans cigarette, obviously. Yeah. But
so you need like that small land speeder.
Yeah, but we have people in our base that have it.
Yeah, that's true. There you go.
It'll be great.
Well, if that's everything, which I think it is, thank you all so much for listening every week on our shows on Tuesdays with David, Zach, Ray, Josh, and Craig. Oh no, I'm forgetting someone.
Don't look at me.
Well, thank you for listening to that entire team on Tuesdays, and then listening to us on the couch every Thursday. I'm out of it.
Yeah, because don't we technically release this on Fridays?
Well, yeah, but I'm talking about the live streams.
But we stream on Thursdays, yeah.
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 So what I told you was true.
The Chaos Crew!
From a certain point of view.
Chaos Crew. That's us. And we need to get Star here, because Star.
Yes.
Star is chaos embodied, and I.
Star loves you. Yeah.
We got to meet for the first time recently. Well, not necessarily for the first time, right. But
Right.
We actually met and
that's funny because of you guys are in the same like we all run in the same circles, but we're also on the podcast together because of Star mainly does our Patreon stuff. And just seeing you guys together, I was like, we need that.
We feed
for
into,
an actual episode. This would be so good. Other. It's so funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. And then if you want more chaos with like Star and them, where we are doing the Clone Wars commentaries tonight, we are recording the Mortis arc from the Clone Wars, which is going to be great because I think a lot of it's been wanting to talk about what like the father, son, and daughter all mean for Star Wars going forward. And
yeah, because of the Ahsoka tie-ins.
Yeah, exactly. So it's going to be really interesting to see what everyone's dynamics like are for this situation in particular. But I'm excited because we really haven't done podcasting like this in probably like a week and a half. And to me, that feels like a lifetime. I love this because this is my outlet, and I really love to, you know, just be a nerd, and I just happen to have a mic in front of me, and I'm talking with, you know, great friends and great people. So,
I mean, you're okay too.
thank you. With that being said, thank you so much for listening to the Star Wars Stuff podcast. You can find us on Facebook, X, Instagram, YouTube.
The app formerly known as Twitter. Do not call it X.
Okay. All right. Well, you can find you can find us on all those at Star Wars Stuff Podcast and Facebook. You can find us at the Star Wars Stuff Podcast Facebook group or page. And then we're also on Patreon, Star Wars Stuff Podcast 2187.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can remember numbers.
Woohoo! So go and find us. Thank you so much for listening. Max Rebo lives. He's got four limbs. Deal with it. May the force be with you.
Always.